RJN AccuWeather forecast calls for a shower in a couple of spots for this morning as a cold front moves through. Otherwise cloudy today, high 42, and those clouds linger through tonight as we dip below freezing by morning, lows of 25 inland to 31 lakeside. We're still in the 40s tomorrow and Sunday, but a little bit warmer. Partly sunny, 46 tomorrow, up to 47 on Sunday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Bill Dagger on your radio friend, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
And welcome in to this Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, if you will, edition of the Cabranes Law Hour. It is 10 minutes, almost 11 minutes after 1 o'clock, which means you're listening live to AM 1400 or FM 98.1 in Kenosha or 99.9 in Racine. We will take your calls. Attorney John Cabranes is in the studio. 634-WRJN is the number to call. 634-9756. I know you beautiful humans have a lot of legal questions, legal hassles, challenges on your mind right now. This is your opportunity to talk to one experienced, knowledgeable attorney. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Put you in touch with Attorney John Cabranes. Good afternoon, Attorney Cabranes. I was doing so well.
I know. Well, we all are. It's still part of that L-tryptophan probably has got you all befuddled. But
you know,
good morning. Good afternoon.
There you go. That is an absolute urban myth, the tryptophan. The turkey gets the blame, but it's not the turkey. It's everything else we eat. If you had exactly what you had yesterday at the Cabranes Law home,
I would not be able to get out the door.
You still would be having food coma. Yeah, you eat a big meal. You know, it takes a lot of energy to digest, and that's why we get the food coma. Yeah.
Thanksgiving, or as it's otherwise known, the National Day of Gluttony.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate day. It's a legitimate program. We are live in the studio with the attorney, John Cabranes. It's the Cabranes Law Hour, and caller, you are on the air with Jack Cabranes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I had a cleaning lady for a couple of years.
Good for you.
And I do locksmithing on the side. She expressed a desire for a couple of particular locks. I got her the locks at Christmas time, and she said she would pay me the next time she came. Well, that didn't happen. She forgot the check on the kitchen table, and one excuse after another, she never paid that, and I had her let her go because she was unreliable. How do I collect the money from that purchase?
Well, let me ask you this, because it always boils down to money. What are the locks worth? What does she owe you?
Approximately $150.
You know, the reality is that if somebody's not going to pay you, your choices are pretty limited. I mean, I guess you could try to take her to collections, but, you know, if she's not going to pay, she's not going to pay even after you've done her. So the real threat that you have is to take her to small claims court. But the problem is that in order to open up a small claims case, at least in Racine County, it's $94.50 to file the case. It's probably another $50. We use a private process server, costs $54, but I think the sheriff is around that too, $55, something like that. So by the time you're said and done, you know, you got $150 worth of costs to try to collect $150. And I got to tell you, the easiest part of this exercise is to get an order saying that she owes you the money. the harder part of this exercise is actually to collect the money. So, you know, she owes you $150. You throw good money after potentially bad money, and then, you know, you may not even be able to get that. So now instead of being down $150, you're down $300.
Caller, what's the last contact you've had with your cleaning lady?
I wrote her an email about a week ago.
Has she responded to any of your requests for payment?
Yes. She said her daughter was in a car accident and she had no money to give to me because she has hospital bills.
Well, how about this for an idea? Offer her a settlement. How much did she charge you to come and clean your house when she was cleaning it?
$60.
All right, so tell her for two cleanings, you'll call it even. She does two cleanings, won't cost her anything except her time. You get your house clean, boom. You got some satisfaction.
I could try.
All right, let us know how it goes. Good luck.
Thanks.
Now that number is available to you, 634-WRJN, 634-9756, to talk to Attorney John Cabranes. We are live. It is Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. We're in the studio. We're working. You have legal questions. Pick up the phone and dial 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Any question of any legal nature, and Attorney John Cabranes will help you. And if he can't help you, he will know somebody who can, like your friendly neighborhood radio talk show. That was a perfectly good solution, wasn't it?
No, it's a perfectly good, the reality is small claims works fine for, you know, kind of low-end debts where you can prosecute the case yourself. The system is designed to let people appear without the aid of a lawyer. For example, you know, when you get into large claims, the rules are a little bit different. You know, there are hearsay rules and large claims and things like that. Really small claims doesn't have a lot of those hearsay rules. They go to the weight of the evidence rather than to the admissibility of the evidence. So it's more lawyer-free friendly, the small claims process. The problem is that, you know, you got to pay to open up the case, you got to pay to get her served, you know, and so the less money that you're suing for, the less sense it makes to actually go that route. And honestly, you know, we do small claims actions for people because depending on the type of claim that you've got, it's either $5,000 or $10,000 is the limit. At some point, it's worth getting a lawyer involved. On a $150 claim, it's honestly not worth the money that you're going to spend on the lawyer. It's not worth the money that you're going to spend on opening up the case. And, you know, the problem is that some of these people know that. And so, you know, when they got you down, I mean, I would offer it a settlement. You know, if she's acting in good faith, if she truly is acting in good faith, you know, she'll come over and she'll clean this guy's place for a couple of cleanings. And
maybe he should go for three cleanings for his hassle. It's $180. She owes him $150.
Yeah.
Call her, go for three cleanings. And then if she does two, you'll be happy.
But you're assuming that this person is acting in good faith. And so the problem is that if she's not acting in good faith, then she's not going to do it. Or even worse than that, there's a saying in Spanish, músico pago no toca bien, which is paid musician doesn't play well. Okay, so you know
what is it in Spanish again?
Músico pago no toca bien.
And what does it mean?
Paid musician doesn't play well.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that, you know, she's coming in, she does quite frankly a half-assed job in getting the place cleaned up, and in her mind she's even.
Listen, for me, as long as she does the toilets and the shower. And maybe dust a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, that number to call to talk to this multilingual and multifaceted attorney, John Cabranes, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. 634-9756. Call with any legal question for Attorney Jack Cabranes on the Cabranes Law Hour. That kind of reminds me of an episode of Seinfeld. Were you a Seinfeld guy?
I was a Seinfeld guy.
Remember the episode where he's got a cleaning lady in his apartment, and then Jerry and she, how should I say, on family radio, begin making whoopee?
Uh-huh.
And then so he pays her for her cleaning, but then she stops cleaning. And then Kramer accuses him of being
Of hiring
and
a prostitute.
And well, involved in illicit activity. Well, and I remember Kramer, Michael Richie, points me, goes, "You're a John."
Well, you know, there's also George Costanza, who slept with his cleaning lady at on the job, and when he gets called on the carpet for it, his classic answer is, "Was that wrong?"
Best situation comedy ever. Seinfeld.
I think one of the top ones, yes.
What is the top three besides Seinfeld in the Cabranes catalog?
Well, two of them are closely related. I was a big fan of Cheers, and a big fan of Frasier afterwards. So, I mean, you had Kelsey Grammer, who was the common thread.
Which is ironic because he was just kind of like a side character at first.
Yeah.
And then he did such a tremendous job that they spun off an entire new series that actually surpassed Cheers in popularity.
He was great. I mean, the he hasn't unfortunately been able to find a role that since Frasier ended.
But did you see him in? I want to say it was on Showtime. I might be wrong, or it might have been on the Audience Network on DirecTV, where he plays the Chicago mayor.
No.
Oh, dude, you got to see that. You talk about a dark side of Kelsey Grammer. It is really compelling. And it's about just the filthy side of Chicago politics in general, and also the human drama of people in power who are psychologically deficient.
Chicago has filthy politics? Really? Wow, that's new. I thought all those rumors of people, the dead people voting and the machine were just rumors.
Let me get our our breaking news music. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Chicago is not the cleanest politically in the country.
Wow. Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah. Well, even dead people voting in Chicago couldn't save Hillary this time.
No.
Of course, she was going to get Illinois no matter what. But
oh, yeah. I mean, you know, but now, of course, the true wackos are coming to the front. You know, Obama had his birthers, okay. Now you have Jill Stein and the crazies claiming that the computers were hacked and they want a recount.
Here in the great state of Wisconsin, they want one.
Well, sure, because they're looking, interestingly enough, they're looking at only the states that would have made a difference for Hillary.
Shocking.
Amazing. We're going to have four years of what we had with George Bush, which is, he's not my president, he's not this, he's not that. I'll tell you this.
Well, on the other side, Obama had it for 8 years.
Well, Obama had it for 8 years. I mean, it's true. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, I couldn't stand Al Gore. I was not unhappy that Al Gore didn't win.
You know when Al Gore lost me, not that I would have voted for him anymore, or Bush, but when he planted that kiss on Tipper at the Democratic National Convention, as if to say, my boss, Slick Willie, William Jefferson Clinton, you would never see him do this. He was not faithful to his wife. But look at me plant this one on Tipper. Now, ironically, Tipper and Al Gore are divorced. Bill and Hillary still together to whatever degree that is a togetherness.
Yeah, more power to them. It's a strange relationship. I, in 20 years of doing family law, have come across more than one relationship that I thought was more than just a little odd.
Strangest off relationship doing family law that you've seen in 20 years.
I can't really talk about that.
Not even in like a shaded way?
The way? The problem is, here's the problem, that when you start talking about it, and the problem is that you obviously want a real story and not one that's fiction. As soon as I start talking about it, there is the possibility that other people could identify the characters based on the general facts that I throw at you, and one of the canons of ethics is strict confidentiality between clients and their attorneys. And in fact, you know, I have people that come up to me and say, so and so referred me to you. The canons of ethics require me to actually, in fact, in some cases, not even acknowledge that that person is my client. So I'll just nod and smile and say thank you, and won't get pulled into any discussion about, you know, this third party who may have referred this person to me.
Well, give us a little bit. Just, I mean, it doesn't even have to be, just it can be in the ballpark. You're very creative. Give us a little bit of in the direction of where this particular unique situation occurred.
Well, I mean, you have people who are married for almost 50 years,
right,
who live in separate rooms of the house, who don't speak to each other, who the kids have moved out, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and they still hung in there for reasons that are completely foreign to me. I mean, that's an odd relationship. You just end it.
You leave. You just defined about half of the marriages that in this country that last that long.
Well, right, you know, I don't think so.
I think so.
I got to tell you, my grandparents are married for 50 years, and what ended that marriage was my grandfather's death. And my grandmother and grandfather, and you know, you can't fake it in front of family, especially not in front of family. You know, they loved each other until the day he died.
That's unusual, Jack. Well, not for their generation so much, but in the modern day, if somebody's with somebody, generally speaking, for that long, they're in separate bedrooms, they hardly ever talk, they're miserable. Both sets of my grandparents lived to see their 50th anniversary. And on my dad's side, two separate bedrooms, but very loving, very warm. On my mom's side, not so much. And that was from our grandparents' generation. Nowadays, you know, people say that they're going to get married. I say mazel tov, good luck. And I just think, you know, what's the date of their separation? Because statistically, it's a mathematical imperative. Most people get divorced.
Oh yeah, well it's
which, you know, because that's your business.
It's about a third. I think it's actually well below half. And I don't know the actual statistic, but I believe last time I heard it's about a third of all marriages actually survive. At some point or another, like two thirds of the marriages end in divorce.
When Dawn and I got divorced in Florida, and we're still best friends, and I mean very close. In fact, when I go to Florida next week, I will be staying with her. But we couldn't live together. We could have, but we shouldn't have. And so I got the heck out. But we're still very close. But in Florida, they have a law that if you get divorced and you have kids, you've got to go to divorce school. Because mm-hmm. it's a right-wing Christian thing that they want to slow the process down of divorce. So you go to school. You go to class, divorce class. And in divorce class, you're supposed to get the sense of really don't get the kids in the middle of the situation. So Dawn and I went, and there were about 50 families represented at the JUCO in Tampa in the cafeteria. We were one of two couples that were there. The rest, all the wives. That tells you something right there. This guy stands up, and he says 58% of first marriages end in divorce, 70% of second marriages end in divorce, and 90% of third marriages end in divorce. And that guy goes, Houston, we have a problem. And we do. We have a problem. And people keep repeating the same mistakes. How many times have you had repeat customers come in for divorces at the Cabranes Law Office?
Oh, we have customers. I can think of two right now that we're doing the third divorce to the same person.
Wow. See, Dawn and I, we reconciled, Dawn and I, but we never made the mistake of getting remarried.
Yeah, well, this one never actually got unmarried. It's somebody who just, you know, they come in and they start going through the process and they realize they don't want to get divorced. And so they, you know, shut down the case. And then 6 months later, they're back in saying, no, I changed my mind. I do want to get divorced. And then they change their mind again, and you know, you know, that's I got to tell you, you know, for me, the deciding factor in my mind is, and I love my wife. Okay, I joke a lot about, you know, about being married and things like that, but she
clearly has a very good sense of humor.
Oh, she does,
because she thinks we have a bromance going on.
Well, you know, I understand, and just don't shower me with gifts anymore. But, you know, here's the thing. In my mind, keep it clean. In my mind.
See, you got to know me very well.
In my mind, the deciding factor for me is the day somebody leaves the house is the day that that marriage is over. And I recognize that people can leave and come back and things like that. But, you know, I think that that big line, that big, the big step in ending a relationship is getting out. And once you're out, I just don't see an easy way to come back, get back into the house. And I've seen it done. I've seen somebody who did it. In fact, I had a very close friend of mine who did that. And they were together for another couple of years, and then they finally got divorced when they were really realized that they were miserable with each other.
So in my case, what happened was we got divorced relatively quickly after 20 years of marriage. We have all these kids. I had a townhouse very close by. I missed the kids terribly. My oldest son, our oldest son, moved in with me because he was 18. Mm-hmm. And then we reconciled within a year. And then I moved back in for 7 years while the kids were going out. And then it was just time for me to go again. And we just do better if we're not on top of each other. Well, at least living with each other, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, no, you know, just like it takes an adjustment. And you know this because you've lived with somebody. And most of our listeners have lived with somebody. You know, the initial adjustment period when you start living with somebody is dealing with all these little quirks and all these, you know, things like, you know, does he squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom or does he just squeeze it in the middle? And, you know,
leaving the toilet seat up is huge.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I'm not sympathetic.
Putting the toilet paper on the wrong way. That's a deal killer right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and those are little things that you have to, there's adjustments to be made. The problem is, of course, is that, you know, we all get together and sometimes we get together a little later in life, and those adjustments are not easy because they're ingrained. And so people keep on doing them. And at a certain point, you either have to live with them or they become, it drives you crazy. And, you know, when it drives you crazy, that's the point where you got to basically say, you know what, it's not worth getting worked up about this anymore.
It's an unnatural state of affairs, marriage.
Well, I'm not sure.
No, I'm not saying it can't be overcome. Biologically, we are not programmed for monogamy our entire life. We're just not biologically. Now, we're also biologically programmed for anger and jealousy and rage and murderous thoughts, but we don't have to go there. So you can overcome human nature, but it's really difficult to do it 24/7.
Well, see, I don't think you can overcome human nature. I think human nature is what it is. I mean, look at the laws involving sexual contact between minors. You know, you got two high school kids making out in the back of a car, touching things that the law says you shouldn't touch.
Right.
You're committing sexual assaults there. You know, and you're programming, you're trying to legislate or to reprogram human nature. You know, once puberty kicks in, there's a reason for puberty.
What okay. is the reason, John? I always wondered about that.
Well, it's your body's way of letting you know that
it's time to get out of your parents' basement. That's exactly what it's
right.
telling you.
Yeah, it's time to prepare for a life as the head of your own family. You know, and what we've done, you know, through you know, basically traditions is we've delayed the creating of the families. I mean, you go back a couple of hundred years, and how old were people when they were getting married? They were getting married in their early teens. There are still some states in the United States where the age of consent is something like 13, 14 years of age.
Yeah.
So, you know, those laws haven't changed. But, you know, and I think there's a recognition there that, you know, when the hormones kick in, you know, rational thought sometimes goes out the window.
It's a very good point. He makes a lot of them. He's attorney John Cabranes from the Cabranes Law Office. It is the Cabranes Law Hour. It's a Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Traditionally, we are on the radio on this Friday at 634-WRJ. We're taking phone calls. You're listening to the program. You know you've got a legal question or you know somebody who does and you want it answered. Here's the guy to do it. John Cabranes, Cabranes Law Office. The number at the radio station, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. We will take your calls after WRJN covers sports and we get the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend AccuWeather forecast.
Give with joy this holiday season at Mall of America.
It's linger through tonight.
we dip below freezing by morning, lows of 25 inland to 31 lakeside. We're still in the 40s tomorrow and Sunday, but a little bit warmer. Partly sunny, 46 tomorrow, up to 47 on Sunday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Bill Dagger on your radio friend, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
This live rendition of the Cabranes Law Hour is brought to you conveniently by the Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. No attorney-client relationship is being created. The Cabranes Law Hour is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. The attorneys have neither the time or the information during the show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices, LLC, makes no representation that the information provided today has specific application to your particular legal issue. This is Glenn Klein in the studio with Attorney John Cabranes. The number to call Attorney Cabranes is 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Caller, good afternoon. You are on the air with Attorney Cabranes.
I have a question about turning my house over to my oldest son. I have the TOD, have the paper, have it notarized, but what I would like to do is upon his death, if that should happen, it would revert to my family instead of his wife and her children, because there is a second marriage there.
Well, what you can do, and I don't do real estate work, but so I'm digging now back 20 years into my law school education.
I just need words, you know, the right wording. That's all I need.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that, because if you get the document wrong, if you're doing it yourself and you get the document wrong, you're going to have a problem. Ambiguity is the enemy of everybody when it comes time to fight over a document. And, you know, when you're transferring a house, theoretically that house has some value. And it may be enough value for people to fight over what the language actually means in that document. So my advice to you is to get somebody who actually is experienced in drawing up those documents to draw up the document. But here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that what you give your son is actually called what's called a life estate. A life estate lasts. He's got ownership of that property so long as he's alive, and then it reverts back to the grantor at that point once he's dead. That sounds like what you're looking for, but you need to talk to somebody who's an expert in that area. I can highly recommend an attorney in town, a good real estate attorney by the name of John Belogic. Don't ask me to spell it right now, because I will tell you that John's...
I'm familiar with him.
Oh,
yeah,
you are.
John is an excellent real estate attorney, I would ask you to give him a call and talk to him about it. But what it sounds to me like what you're looking for is a life estate. You want to grant your son a life estate.
Okay, that sounds like the correct words. I just, you know, he has done so much for this home. I don't want him to be left out and have to worry about. I don't think they're going to fight, but they might.
All right. Well,
you never know.
Thank
well,
you.
That's the whole thing. You never know, and that's why you want to make sure that document is tight, because, you know, nothing will drive a family apart quicker than a battle over an inheritance or money. So
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand that.
Thanks for the call, caller. Good luck. Now, that number is available to you here at the radio station, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. It's 18 minutes until 2 o'clock on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. 634-WRJN, 634-9756 to talk to attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office on the Cabranes Law Hour. Caller, you are on the air with attorney Cabranes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Attorney, I'm calling for my grandson.
You're calling?
He was working at Best Buy, and they sent him to Minnesota for training. He came back from Minnesota, and they fired him.
Okay, they fired
him. Something on the computer that he was charged with retail theft at one time. He was found not guilty of that charge, but still they fired him for that charge. What recourse does he have? I understand there's a law in Wisconsin that requires not refuse to hire you because you have a record.
Well, there is a law in Wisconsin that makes it more difficult to get rid of somebody if they have a record. Now, you know, and in fact, if you go to CCAP, which is the circuit court website, it actually references that statute that you can't use necessarily convictions to terminate somebody. You need to talk to an employment law guy, somebody who does employment law. My suggestion would be to give us a call at 262-638-0529. Let me repeat that number for you. 638.
I don't know where to write it down. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, if you listen, if you go to the, are you computer literate? Do you know how to handle the internet?
I don't have a computer at all.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what I will do for you. Where are you right now? Are you home?
I'm sitting in my car in front of shop.
Okay. Do you have anything to write with in your vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be patient, because what you want to do is you want to call the Cabranes Law Office, leave them a message. Normally there are operators standing by, but because it's holiday weekend, but you can leave a message just with your phone number, and then they'll call you back, and then they'll make the consultation for you. Okay.
So yeah, he went to an attorney, but they want $5,000, and he doesn't have $5,000.
That's all right. They'll be able to maybe send you to somebody that can help you. You ready for the number?
No, I don't have any more copy again. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. We'll give the number out again before we go off the air.
Yeah, just get yourself something.
Give us
to write
a call, and I'll try to put you in touch with somebody who does labor law, and they can advise your grandson on what his rights are. You know, one of the competing interests here is that Wisconsin is an employment at will state, which means that they can fire him for any non-discriminatory reason. So, you know, if the only basis that they have is we found out that he's got a record, that might be problematic. But give us a call sometime next week, and I'll put you in touch with somebody who does that kind of work and who can help you out.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
you. Happy holidays. 262-638-0529. That's the Cabranes Law Office. Your first consultation with the attorneys there, gratis, which means free. And you know what they say, Jack? If it's free,
it's for me.
It's for me. The number again, 638-0529. And caller, we will repeat that later on. Get yourself something to write with. 638-0529. But the number at the radio station, still plenty of time to get on with attorney Jack Cabranes. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Any legal question at all? You've got people just like these last couple callers who, by extension, have legal questions with a loved one or a friend. And attorney Cabranes, he's a sharp cookie. There's no doubt about it. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Looking a little shaggy. You going to get a haircut?
I am.
Get more than one cut, though.
I am going to get more than one cut. Okay. I'm going to forego my traditional Beatles bowl cut.
Really? What are you going to do?
I think I'm just going to get a regular businessman special.
Like you get a little product in your hair?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I have to take care of this glorious mane of mine.
You are very lucky to have your hair left at your advanced age. And I'm sure Mrs. Cabranes finds it quite sexy. And really, who could blame her?
Who could blame her, really?
Really.
Yeah.
634-WRJN is the number to call. 634-9756. So you think that money and legal issues are the number one cause of division in families, as opposed to whether you voted for Hillary or Donald J. Trump?
Do I think that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about legal issues, but money is certainly a big stressor. You know, sometimes it just aren't enough. There's not enough money to go around, and then you know people start to stress out, and you know I can tell from experiences in my own family. When money has been tight and one of the spouses decides that they've had enough of living a Spartan lifestyle, let's call it, and they go out and they go on a spending binge, and that'll raise a few hackles around. And
well, here's my advice. You know, I do the coaching as well as this quality broadcast, and here's my advice to couples that are considering committing to each other for life.
Don't.
Don't make it legal. That's for sure. Because here, if they tell me they're getting married, then I ask when you're going to get divorced.
Yeah, but you know, in the state of Wisconsin, you really do need to make it legal because, you know, you can live together for 20 years, and unlike the state of Illinois, where you have common law marriages, you don't have a common law marriage in Wisconsin.
No, but you can have a legally binding business agreement for anything else but your love. You can have a contract that says that everything that each had going in, and here are the list of things they get on the way out. But here's the key. Two keys, I think. Number one, separate checking accounts. And both parties in 2016 participate equally into a third account where all household bills are paid. Now, obviously circumstances change. If the woman gets pregnant, whatnot, can't work, that's a different story. But generally speaking, mortgage, food, utilities, insurance, they share that, and then they have separate accounts. Then they can do anything they want with their own money. The common account, he's making a face, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. We'll since you're buying this time, we'll give you your moment. Of course, all the common expenses go out of that common account. That's number one. Number two, there is a separate living situation, as if the boyfriend or girlfriend wouldn't be living together, but they are. It might just be a studio somewhere where it's a decompressed. You talked about when people leave the house, it's over. This is built in so that where the woman would go to the girlfriend or home to mommy, or the husband would end up sleeping on the couch. This there's a built-in place where they can go and decompress, and then maybe spend 48 hours and come back, and everything's lovey-dovey again.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you that I think that's a recipe that almost guarantees failure in the relationship.
As opposed to what we're doing now?
Well, but you know, I don't think that what we're doing now is the problem. I think that part of the problem, what we have now, is that people change. Especially with some of the younger people that are getting married today, people have forgotten how to listen to each other. They want to talk and they want to be heard, but they don't want to listen. And so what happens is that there's a level of frustration that starts to build because you're not listening to me. And so sooner or later that bubbles over, and then you have these big, massive fights which end the relationship. But, you know, I got to tell you that, you know, you can never forget why you get together in the first place. You get together because you meet this person, you fall in love with this person, you don't think that you can live another day without this person.
But you don't have to live together.
Yeah, but you know what? But in that thought process, you're not also, you don't have the thought process going into these things of, I'm going to make sure that I have mine, and this person can't reach in. You know, and I'll tell you, in my own personal experience, when my wife and I first got married, I remember her saying something to me one time when I was going to spend some money, and she said that it's your money, go ahead and spend it. And I looked at her, I stopped, and I looked at her, and I said, sweetheart, this is our money. And that's the way I approach.
You called her sweetheart?
Well, I don't do that now, but yes.
This is so politically incorrect, Jack.
You know what? I can't really describe to you my disdain for political correctness.
You've done a pretty good job of it over time.
I got to tell you that my lack of political correctness is legendary, and not just in my own mind. There have been some really spectacular instances of backlash because of statements that I've made, and fully deserve that backlash, by the way. I take full responsibility.
One that comes up in your mind quickly.
Well, it's a long story, and we honestly don't have the time to tell that story.
Well, Reader's Digest.
The Reader's Digest is I said something in joke to somebody who I thought was the person who I was directing it to. It turns out that, and it was filthy, but I expected that person, because I expected that person to be the person I thought it was, to turn around and say, well, you know, the heck with you, Cabranes. And in fact, it was somebody completely different. Let's just say that the repercussions of that incident went on for months and led me to actually have to go to political correctness school.
Oh, that will take some time. That'll be a teaser for next time. 634-WRJN put you in touch with the attorney, the very politically incorrect Jack Cabranes, but he's a great attorney. 634-9756, caller, you are on the air with attorney Jack Cabranes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I would just like to comment on what Jack has been talking about. I'm working in my shop right now, and you know, we talk talking about marriage and how long it lasts and giving us an entire money. Well, I've been married 56 years.
Oh, mazel tov.
And I'm going back, let's just say about 45 years. I used to work a part-time job, full-time job, and my wife had a little job doing beauty work, okay? And I always thought that the money I made part-time was my own money. I could do what I wanted to, and she could do what she wanted to with her money, just doing a little hairstyle, right? Well, you know, all of a sudden one day she comes to me and she says, you know, that isn't fair. And I said, what's fair? She says, you make more part-time than I do part-time, and you work a whole lot less hours, and you have more fun doing your part-time job. And I said, well, so what, you know? And I made the dumb, stupid remark, well, why not? I'm worth more, right? Well, Ooh. That didn't work out. And then we had a nice long discussion.
Caller, what did you say to your wife? What was your response?
Well, my response was basically, I'm worth more, you know, than she was. You know, I'm not saying it's the right thing to say, but I said it, and we had a little further discussion.
I bet you did.
She informed me that, you know, and so what I ended up doing was, we ended up splitting, pooling our money together, and we split our fun money, as we called it, okay? It was always our money, but I just split it up. And I tell you what, you know, it took away one of the little problems, because marriages are always tough enough, but when you take away the money issue, it seems to fall into place. You know, everybody likes money, but when you don't, it was just more wonderful. And I couldn't help but think about it when you were talking about it, you know. So for me, we just split our money up, and we went on our merry way. We each had a little pocket money that we didn't need to account for. And, you know, us men, we've always got an extra 20 or 50 laying around in our pocket that we don't talk about. But, you know, women have to have that too. You know, everybody has to have a little bit that they can just spend and don't have to be accountable for it. And it worked out wonderful for us.
I don't know what you're talking about by talking about a slush fund, because my wife listens to the show, and I will never admit to her that I have a slush fund that she doesn't know about. But you know what? I agree with you. I think it's 2-1 against Glenn right now, because you know, the bottom line is that.
Well, wait a second. What do you mean 2-1 against Glenn?
Well, you were the one who's saying you got to separate everything.
No, I said you have a common account. Where the expenses of the house come out, and then you can do what you want with your own money.
Well, but as the caller is telling you, it's not, you know, it's not necessarily considered to be your own money. And I got to tell you, the law doesn't consider it to be your own money.
What does he know? He's only been married for
56 years, and more power to you, man. Because I'll tell you, I've been married for 16 years, and there have been times when I have wanted to run out that door. But, you know, you stick to it because ultimately you love the person that you're with, and you have to make a decision that can I find somebody better for me than this person? And to this day, I can honestly tell you I have not been able to do so.
You realize, ladies and gentlemen, that attorney Cabranes does family law, including divorces. He's speaking against his own financial self-interest right now. That's the beautiful kind of human being that John Cabranes is, and you can get him at his office. Right now you can leave a message, and this is for our previous caller as well. Write this number down. You really should have it in your speed dial.
That's true.
Because you do criminal defense issues, too.
I do.
Like OWIs.
And this is the tis the season.
262-638-0529. That's the office number of the Cabranes Law Office. They've been there for over two decades. 262-638-0529. Call them early and often. Your first consultation with the Cabranes Law Office is absolutely free. And then they'll either be able to tell you, they'll help you. Everything is more than above board, which is the understatement of the holiday season thus far. So what else you got on tap for this weekend?
I'm going to get my hair cut. Yeah. I'm going to get my car registered. All those fun things.
Your car's not registered?
Well, the registration is up at the end of the month.
Well, are you going to go do that today?
I was going to do it today or tomorrow, yeah.
Are they open on Saturdays?
Well, you can get it. I have to have the car smogged. So.
What does that mean?
You have to get emissions tested.
Oh, I just had that done.
Yeah. And
Did you see my new Wisconsin Vanity tag out there?
I did. You showed it to me last week.
Yeah, talker.
I know.
But I had to get the emissions test first, and then the guys that did the emissions test, they put my license plate on for me because I am the least handy man on the planet. I couldn't do it.
You can't put a sticker on your license plate?
It's a sticker, but I needed to change my old Florida plate. Uh-huh. To the new Wisconsin plate.
It's a screw.
Jack, what are you referencing? What else are you going to do this weekend?
I am going to become a human vegetable.
I thought you had another appointment, or did you not want to talk about that on the radio?
I have another appointment?
Yeah, to get something touched up.
Oh, that, it's not a big deal. I have Glenn is referring to my tattoo that is going to get some touch-ups.
It is a big deal because it is a loss. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The man has lived in southeast Wisconsin for how long? 30 years?
23 years.
23 years. And he's got a tattoo, which he finally showed me during our break, a tattoo of the logo, the crest, if you will, of the Los Angeles Kings hockey team.
Yeah, that comes because I am a degenerate hockey fan, degenerate Kings fan.
Which is really cool.
And
it's one of the reasons I love you.
You know, it's I can tell you that when I got that and my father saw it for the first time, he had this look on his face of absolute horror because I, to the best of my knowledge, am the only member of my family that's got one.
That has a Kings tattoo?
That has any tattoo.
Oh, that has any tattoo.
Any tattoo. Mm-hmm. Ink was not something that... anybody in my family actually gave any thought to. And in fact, if you had talked to me probably 7 years ago and said, you're going to have a tattoo, I would say you're absolutely out of your mind. But, you know, how do you commemorate when they win their first championship ever?
Yeah, they won a Stanley Cup. What was that?
2012.
2012.
And that's when I got the tat.
Jonathan Quick.
Yeah, and that's when I got the tat. So, and I'll be expecting to see your Chicago Cubs tat sometime soon. But
I really should get one. You know, I talked about buying one for Mark Eichhorst, who looks exactly like Joe Maddon.
Really?
Well, I don't think he's going to go for it, though. Maybe I'll do a Cubs.
Yeah, I'll put it on the side of your neck or something like that.
Yeah, that would be a good look.
I knew somebody whose husband insisted that she put his name, tattoo his name on her neck. Okay. Yeah,
that's a recipe for a successful marriage, right?
Yeah,
there.
I looked at that and and I'm not even going to comment.
Well, he comments a lot and he's available to you. He's attorney John Cabranes. The Cabranes Law Office is available to you 24/7 to leave messages and to make your first complimentary appointment with them. 262-638-0529. 262-638-0529. That is the number of the Cabranes Law Office.
This has been a sponsored conversation with attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend WRJN.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine. FM 98.1 Kenosha and FM 99.9 Racine.
More Trump picks, Wall Street rallies. I'm Ann Cates. President-elect Donald Trump's